Yes, this is episode 123. So I just came off a quick little four-day vacation. The wife and I, we went to Nova Scotia for 2 nights. We went to Prince Edward Island for 2 nights. We drove from where we live in Maine, round trip 1,604 miles from Friday to Tuesday. Nova Scotia, we toured Oak Island and got to see some things that are coming up on this season. I'm kind of excited about to find out what exactly I saw. And at the end of our tour, we actually met Rick Lagina and Gary Drayton, so that was really, really cool. Also, Charles Barkhouse was our tour guide, because that's the, you know, we did the Saturday tour, and he does them on Saturdays, and it was a great day. And then we went over to Prince Edward Island, which was just stupendous. We're going across that 8-mile Confederation Bridge, was just, that was kind of cool. So, but anyways, here we are back again talking about wrestling. My only disappointment of this trip was the fact that the 4 days I was in Canada, there was not a wrestling show that night I could possibly go to. The first night we were in Nova Scotia and Halifax, there was a show 2.5 hours one way, 5 hours round trip in Moncton that would have been fun to go to, Moncton, New Brunswick, but I couldn't do a 5-hour round trip drive like that, especially after driving, you know, 10 hours just to get to Halifax. So, anyhow, I got a lot to talk about this week, or a little bit I want to talk about this week. Unfortunately, I have not watched a lot of wrestling in the last week just because of schoolwork, because I'm going back to school to try to get my associate's degree, and between the vacation, and between watching stuff for What Did You Watch This Week, and between my excessive number of hours at work, but I do have a lot of wrestling I would like to talk about. I did watch All In. I did watch Triple Mania, so I guess I did watch plenty of wrestling. I didn't watch any Raw, SmackDown. That's not unusual, though. And I did not have a chance to watch the New Japan shows that finally came on this past weekend. When I do get a chance to check them out, I will talk about them. But let's just start out talking about WWE so we can get it out of the way. We got Hell in a Cell upcoming this Sunday night, September the 16th. 8 matches advertised on the show. I don't know if there's going to be any pre-show matches or what they're going to be, but we got a mixed tag team match featuring Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella against The Miz and Maryse. I guess it's cool they're continuing the angle of Daniel Bryan and The Miz, but you know, personally, I want to see that one-on-one clean finish match, but whatever. So the singles match for the WWE Championship, AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe. At this point, I want AJ Styles to retain the title because I want him to hold the belt for over a year. He's coming up on it pretty soon here, just a couple months away, so that's what I'd like to see. I know these guys can put on a great match, so I'm looking forward to watching this match, actually. For the Tag Team Championship, Rusev Day and Rusev and Aiden English taking on the New Day. Sure. Roman Reigns against Braun Strowman, no give a shit. Let's see here. Apparently, this is Braun's Money in the Bank cash-in. Apparently, this is a Hell in a Cell match, and Mick Foley is the special guest referee, which I guess is only fitting because it's 20 years since his famous Hell in a Cell match with The Undertaker. And incidentally, this weekend, after Hell in a Cell pay-per-view is over, Mick Foley, 20 Years of Hell special is going to be airing on the WWE Network. Speaking of that real quick, pay-per-view and everything, it seems like WWE has gone from taking the word pay-per-view, which described how you watch the show by paying for it, pay-per-view, to using it as a term to describe a super show or a super card. Because realistically, they don't have any other word to describe this besides super show. Because it's a super show. Or their monthly event. Or their big show. So they're going to go with what they've called it for years, which is a pay-per-view. That's how they use to describe a major show in the WWE. They call it a pay-per-view. So now they have gone to calling this the Hell in the Cell pay-per-view. So they've taken the term that for years has been described paying a rental fee to watch something on TV to being the name of their super monthly super event. I think it's kind of interesting. WWE once again changing our vernacular. Let's see. Raw Women's Championship, Ronda Rousey versus Alexa Bliss. I'm probably going to be entertained, but I have no viable threat that Alexa Bliss is going to win the title. Jeff Hardy against Randy Orton in a Hell in a Cell match. Sure. Charlotte versus Becky Lynch for the SmackDown Women's Championship. This Becky Lynch heel turn, where she's getting a massive face pop, is awesome. I'm really enjoying that, at least, watching the clips and everything. And Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler defending the Tag Team Championship against Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose. Okay, I'm pissed off about this. The Shield are clearly heels. Whatever. They're not the greatest wrestling faction of all fucking time, that's for sure. And Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre beating the B Team for the titles, stealing the Revival's Tag Team title match. That really irks me as well, because I just want to see the Revival with the Tag Team titles. So, anyways. So that's this week's Hell in a Cell show. I'm probably going to watch it, but I'm not completely jacked up for it. But it'll be a fun time, because I think Cousin Paul is going to come over and, you know, watching wrestling with your friends, it's the best. Next up on WWE Agenda is the WWE Super Show from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. That's going to be October 6th, 2018. It's going to be the biggest WWE live event ever in Australia. It's going to be both Raw and SmackDown brands. As of right now, there's 10 matches advertised. Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Asuka and Naomi versus the Iconics, who are from Australia, so they'll probably get a big pop. The New Day taking on Cesaro and Sheamus for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. I'm assuming like that can be subject to change. Cedric Alexander against Buddy Murphy for the Cruiserweight Championship. I think Buddy Murphy is Australian as well. Yes, he is. So maybe Cedric's title reign's finally going to come to an end. Who knows? Here we go. AJ Styles against Samoa Joe in a singles match for the WWE Championship. Yeah, no, it's... Yeah, okay. Obviously subject to change, I realize. The Shield taking on the Dogs of War, which is who they is what they're calling Braun Strowman, Dolph Ziggler, and Drew McIntyre. Daniel Bryan and The Miz in number one contendership for the WWE Championship in a one-on-one match. I swear to God if Daniel Bryan doesn't win this. John Cena and Bobby Lashley against Kevin Owens and Elias. So John Cena's coming back for this big show. Ronda Rousey and the Bella Twins against the Riot Squad. The Bella Twins just shouldn't be wrestling anymore. We're a WWE Evolution, not De-Evolution. And the Bella Twins in the ring, and that's exactly what it is. And then finally, The Undertaker against Triple H in a singles match. Reportedly being their last match ever. Now, this will be Undertaker's, what, third match this year? Fourth match this year? We got WrestleMania. We got the Saudi Arabia casket match. We got the Madison Square Garden in July, and now this. And the big rumor out there is that on November 2nd, WWE is returning. It's a Friday. They're returning to Saudi Arabia for another big super show. And word has it, based on the promo from last week's Raw, a week ago Monday, with Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker, that they're setting up Shawn Michaels to return to the ring to wrestle The Undertaker one more time at the Saudi Arabia Super Show on Friday, November 2nd. Now, as much as I want to see Shawn Michaels in the ring again, I don't know if this is the right reason, but I hope this leads to him having more matches, not just this match against Taker. I mean, I'd love to see him against AJ Styles, and then if we can get Sting back, and we can get Sting and Shawn Michaels one-on-one at WrestleMania, whew. Just, I don't know if I could take it. But even Shawn Michaels against AJ Styles, I don't know if I could take that. Shawn Michaels against Johnny Gargano, for crying out loud, I'd love to see that. So, anyways, I hope this Shawn Michaels match at... This Shawn Michaels promo last week does actually end up him to return against The Undertaker. And then him to return for more matches. I mean, he is 53, but still, I mean... He's a 53 that can go, I bet. And then they've added a lot to the WWE Evolution pay-per-view card currently scheduled for October 28th, which is the show after the Super Show here in Australia. So far, they've announced Lita versus Mickie James in a singles match. I can get behind that. Alexa Bliss versus Trish Stratus in a singles match. I can get behind that. The finals of the 2018 Mae Young Classic Tournament, which I could tell you who's in it, but I'm not going to. And then they have a bunch of to-be-announced going on the card here. The Raw Women's Match, the WWE SmackDown's Women's Championship Match, the NXT Women's Championship Match, the NXT UK Women's Championship Match. These are all to be determined, so it'll be interesting to see what goes on there. But I'm excited for this all-women show October 28th. This should be excellent. This should be a very good card, depending on who's on it else. And title matches. So, and then the Mae Young Classic is currently ongoing. If you haven't seen the first episode, you should watch it, especially the main event match of episode 1 featuring Miko Satomura against Killer Kelly. I've never seen Miko Satomura wrestle live. I did have the honor of meeting her once. It was at the Chikara put on 3 Joshimania shows several years back, and Miko was supposed to wrestle on the card. However, she was injured, so she couldn't compete, but she was there. So I did get her to sign a training card for me. And like I said, I had the honor of meeting her. And yeah, that's someone that I would love to see wrestle live someday. They have a match of hers, so to speak, on the WWE Network in the Hidden Gem section. If you go to 1997, it's a tag team match with her teaming against Medusa against Akira Hokuto, another Japanese woman. And I was actually thumbing through those Hidden Classics earlier. They've added a bunch to them. It's in the Vault section. And there's quite a few. I mean, there's a Scott Hall match from ECW against Just Incredible from 2000. There's so much to see, but the one thing that I just saw they had on there real quick, and I am super excited about this, is from 1981. It's the WCCW All-Stars. Not All-Stars. Star Wars card. And I'm just excited as all hell to watch that. I mean, WWE... I went and checked the WCCW section to see if they had any of the other supercards in there, like the David Von Erich Memorial Parade of Champions, but it's not. Because if you go to the AWA section on the WWE Network, I mean, you can find Super Sunday from 83. From 1986, you can find Russell Rock 1986. In 87, you can find Super Clash 2. In 88, you can find Super Clash 3, which was their only pay-per-view, actually. In the main event of that show, Jerry Lawler, the AWA champion, battles Kerry Von Erich, the WCWA World Heavyweight Champion, to unify those two titles. And there's also a few episodes of ESPN and All-Star Wrestling on there from those years. But yeah, the Hidden Gem sections. I don't know if it's the entire Star Wars card from 81, but it's 81 minutes long. I'm going to check it out. Most likely, I'm going to write about it on the Wrestling Insomniac podcast. Blog, I mean, because you're listening to the podcast. And yeah. And speaking of the Wrestling Insomniac blog, I haven't updated in a few days because, again, I went on vacation. But expect to see a new post up there soon. Right now, the newest post we have up there, we got a personal timeline of my wrestling fandom in the 1990s by my buddy Brandon. This is an awesome read. Excellent, excellent read. We've also got the return of the NWA National Championship, my blog post talking about that title coming back to fruition. I've got my live report from my first ever live roller derby, all-girls roller derby show I went to. Also, I look at Ric Flair's Intercontinental Championship reign, an IWE live report from Fairfield, Maine, and I also look at the 1990 WWF Intercontinental Championship Tournament. And then finally in August, the last... going all the way back to the beginning of August, AML Impact Confrontation Live Report by Brandon. The show happened on July 29, 2018. I posted this on August the 8th. So that's the most recent post going back to the beginning of August that we have on the Wrestling Insomniac blog. Please go check it out at www.therustlinginsomniac.com and leave some comments. Let me know what you think. Or if you have something you want me to research and write about, let me know. I'll be more than happy to do that. Let's go to All In. Actually, you know what? Let's go to Triple Mania. First of all, I watched this card on their Twitch channel, which is it was live. It was 5 hours or something. They didn't have the they didn't have the pre-show matches on there, so I can't, I mean, I can read the results to you, but I did watch the other 8 matches that were on the card, and I don't know, not to go into tremendous amount of detail, because I think you should go to their Twitch channel and watch it, but, and I may have talked about this a couple weeks ago, I honestly don't recall, so I'm just going to talk about it again real quick, but the Lady Shawnee versus Fabi Apache hair versus mask match was unbelievable. This was such a great match. You really should check it out. I loved it. I thought it was tremendous. The main event of LA Park against El Hijo del Fantasma, Pentagon Jr. and Psycho Clown. Yep. This was a cage match where 4 guys were involved. The loser loses his mask. You escape the cage. The first 2 that escape the cage, they don't really win. They just don't lose their mask. And then it comes down to the final 2. And then of those final 2, they raise the cage. We got a singles match. And then whoever loses their mask. And who lost was El Hijo del Fantasma. So I was surprised to see him lose. But his mask got ripped so bad you could basically see his face through the whole thing, through 3/4 of it. There was some other good action on the card. It's definitely worth checking out if you haven't checked it out. AAA's there. Ariostar and Drago are involved in a 4-way ladder match to determine number 1 contenders for the AAA World Tag Team Championship. So it's interesting to see AAA being featured on the card. And also, you should go to YouTube and you should search everything that was wrong with Triple Mania 26 and watch this. It is hilarious. It really does show you all the fuck-ups there were, all the errors there were, all the mistakes that there were. I don't know. Worth checking out, my opinion, though. I thought it was pretty darn good, personally. But the Triple Mania card itself was great. I enjoyed it. I mean, it's different. It's Lucha Libre. It's Mexican wrestling. There is a lot of blood and guts in this, which is great. I have no problem with that whatsoever. I love it, as a matter of fact. Jeff Jarrett defended and lost his Triple A Mega Championship, so there's a spoiler for you. And, I don't know, just watch it. It's worth watching. All In. Oh, my God. September 1st, 2018, obviously at the Sears Center, big number, 11,263 people. This show was amazing. I got emotional at several times during this show because just the way they were doing things. I made the comment on Twitter that this was my generation's Starrcade, and I say Starrcade, not WrestleMania, because WrestleMania was a show put on by the WWF, consisting of WWF wrestlers. And they're one promotion. Starrcade, the original Starrcade, yes, it was primarily Jim Crockett Promotions. Yes, everyone on it was from the NWA or an NWA affiliate, but it was like the top feuds from the different, you know, the top feuds from the different territories coming to, you know, the Carolinas for the Starrcade card that was obviously highlighted by Ric Flair against Dusty Rhodes for the NWA World Championship. This kind of reminded me of that in the way that you had representation from Impact, Lucha Underground, AAA, you know, Mexico, Japan, and New Japan Pro Wrestling. Ring of Honor was recognized in this. Just wrestlers from around the world. And, you know, there was just so many great, awesome, feel-good moments. You had some great commentary teams and, like, you know, you had the primary 2 that were there for the whole show, Excalibur and Ian Riccoboni. I thought Excalibur did an absolutely freaking fantastic job. And then Don Callis was there for the most majority of it, but kind of cut in and out there between Dalton Castle, who called the Overbudget Battle Royal, Tennille Dashwood and Mandy Lone, who called the women's match, and then Brent Taring, who called the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship match, while Don stepped aside. Great card, great matches, great show. I was able to watch the All In 0 Hour pre-show on WGN by watching it on YouTube. So if you just Google that or YouTube search it, it'll come up. SoCal Uncensored, Frankie Kazarian and Scorpio Sky defeated the Briscoe Brothers in a fantastic, like, old school tag team match. It was great. I loved it. Flip Gordon won the 19-person over the budget battle royal. Last eliminating Bully Ray. to become the number one contender for the Ring of Honor World Championship. This was probably one of the best battle royals I've ever seen. Yes, a lot of people spent a lot of time laying on the floor waiting for stuff to happen while two people or three people were highlighted in the middle of the ring, giving us some spots and showing what they could do. But you know what? Everybody was highlighted. Everybody was featured. And Flip Gordon winning under a mask didn't surprise me because I knew he had to get on the card somehow. Matt Cross defeated Maxwell Jacob Friedman in the opening match. I saw this at Limitless Wrestling. Wasn't blown away by it then, and I really wasn't blown away by it here. Sorry, just wasn't. Christopher Daniels defeated Stephen Amell in a singles match. This is pretty solid, considering, you know, Amell's not a trained wrestler. You know, this is his third match, I believe. Yeah, and he did a great job, considering, and it was a good match, and I enjoyed it. Let's see here. Tessa Blanchard with Magnum TA and Tully Blanchard. Holy shit, right? Yeah, I know. Defeated Chelsea Green, Madison Rayne, and Britt Baker in a four-corner survival match. This was a great match. Plain and simple. Great match. Singles match for the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship. Cody defeated Nick Aldis to win the title. Oh my god, I loved it. I love that Cody won. I didn't love the match. Too much gaga for me. You know, I really want to see a straight-up one-on-one match. No outside interference, no gaga. But, man, did that crowd pop when Cody won that belt. It was fantastic. And then again, to see the pure emotion overcome Cody and everything else. I mean, you know, to be the first second-generation wrestler and father-son NWA World Heavyweight Championship co-title holders. You know, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, winning the title the first time back in, what was it, 1979? 39 years ago? And then Cody winning it this year? I really wish they just call him Cody Rhodes, but whatever. It's awesome. Hangman Page defeated Joey Janela in a Chicago street fight. This was fucking awesome, plain and simple. It was awesome. Loved it. Check it out. Oh, even with Joey Ryan coming out at the end with all the penises, I probably could have done without that. I get it. The storyline, I understand it. Makes sense, but anyways. Oh, okay, I teared up on this one. Singles match for the World Championship, Ring of Honor World Championship. Flip Gordon with Brandi Rhodes was defeated by Black Machismo Jay Lethal with Leaping Lanny Poffo in his corner. Yep, you heard me right. Lethal came out in full Macho Man regalia, wearing Macho Man's jacket and trunks that he wore in his debut WCW match. He even came out to the pomp and circumstance music, and when it kicked on and the whole back screen was filled up with Jay Lethal doing that stereotypical Macho Man pose, oh, just warms my heart. It really does. It makes me just, I don't know, I loved it. I just loved it. And this was a great match. Told a great story. Once again, Being the Elite really did a great job telling us the build to this show, if you watched it, you know. All right, Kenny Omega defeated Penta El Zero. Yeah, just this was everything I thought it would be, and I would have loved it if it had gone longer. This was a great match. I loved it. Okada defeated Marty Scurll in a singles match. It was a 26-minute match. Not that it wasn't a bad match, but it should have been shorter because, see, it went over just like Hammy and Page's match went over, and in the end, the main event, the Golden Elite, Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson, Kota Ibushi, who defeated Rey Mysterio, Rey Fénix, and Bandido in a six-man tag match, only got just under 12 minutes to do the match because they were running out of TV time. And they were supposed to go 28. And this is a match I would have loved to see go 28 minutes. I mean, the 12 minutes we got was absolutely fantastic, absolutely phenomenal. But you could see they were rushed, and I would have loved to have seen more. Again, I love this show. I've watched some moments of it twice, some moments of it three times, some moments of it more. I just couldn't get enough of it. It's, yeah, loved it. I hope they do another. I just, yeah, loved it. I'm kind of at a little bit of loss for words over it. Also, let's talk about it. The NWA 70th anniversary show coming October 21st, 2018. Nashville, Tennessee at the Fairgrounds, they've announced the main event and a rematch for the NWA World Championship. Cody's first title defense is he'll be taking on Nick Aldis for the title. And part of me thinks that this is going to be where Nick gets the title back so he can keep his run as NWA champion that he's had, you know, carrying the company on his shoulders and carrying it around the world. But there's another part of me that would really love to see Cody hold on to the title, because I think he could take it places that Nick can't take it. And no disrespect to Nick, but NWA is not running cards every month, every week around the country where he can be shown. I mean, he's wrestling untelevised indie matches. He's wrestling around the country and around the world, but like the exposure that Cody could give the NWA championship in New Japan, the exposure he give the NWA championship in Ring of Honor, and just the indies that he works in Canada, United Kingdom, and around the country, you know, outside the US, he could really do more with that title than Nick Aldis could, in my opinion. But that's just me. A little update for those who care. My buddies and I, Jay and Mikey, we got our tickets to the MSG New Japan Ring of Honor show. We got our tickets to WrestleCon. We got our train tickets. We got our hotel booked. We're going to be doing it next April. We're doing it, man. WrestleMania weekend, More Than Mania weekend, whatever you want to call it, independent wrestling weekend. We're all jacked up. I can't wait. But I do have some other wrestling coming up here in the future in just 2 weeks. I got Limitless Wrestling on September 21st in Westbrook. Tickets are not sold out yet, but there's very few general admission tickets left. You should get them while you can. I'll probably hype that show next week. Also, my buddy Roy and I and my son Kanan on November the 7th will be attending Ring of Honor in Lewiston. Ring of Honor making their main debut for Global Wars, which means we're going to get some New Japan guys in Lewiston. And whew, cannot wait for that. Absolutely cannot wait for that Ring of Honor show in November. So, all right, well, I guess that's it for me this week. Thanks for listening. I'm going to wrap it up. I'm getting really tired, actually, so I'm going to let you go. Again, please go check out the Wrestling Insomniac blog. I got some great stuff over there. Feel free to catch up on me with Twitter. I'm at SuperstarML. And yeah, thanks for listening.